you find yourself drifting through space. You look out and you see a nebula. But then you realize you're in an office filled with many books and an empty desk. You pick up the book on the desk and the title says Dreamscape.
I hunger like a wild animal. I thirst like a man in the pits of Hades, begging for a single drop of water. Slowly but surely, this ambition, this hunger, this drive has taken on a life of its own, almost like some outside force is leading me to where and in which I belong. Like a shepherd with their sheep, the shepherd is a gentle kindness and a guiding light. But still, the shadows, they whisper to me. Thirsty or just alone, madam? In which I respond, yes, my old friend, yes. Pixie, my dear, sweet one, you look so strangely now. I can feel your stare, but I do not understand. It cannot be. I've sat here alone for so long that my motivation just seeped out so slowly from me with every dying breath, until you, my little astro fox, came along. You have filled me with life and excitement. I am more me than I have ever been. How philosophical is that? But you understand. I can feel your spirit touching mine. Closer now than ever before. Maybe you, dear one, are my dear heart. Has the darkness made me so blind? You were the desire that I held and still hold most dear. Dear heart, my astral spirit, it hungers for you, as it always has. That binding cross time, cross space that I felt, it was you. I sought you for an aching eternity, it feels. I have given my existence, my essence, into believing that you were there, and you were. Oh, no, no, I haven't found you. You have, in fact, found me. When I was in my darkest night, when the black claws of the formless void clawed at me, Pixie, my dear astral fox, my spirit, but it's for It's for you. The hunger that I felt. It's for you. But alas, I digress. As always.
Hello, dear ones. I know it has been quite a while since we've last talked. So, as I get back into finding my own inner peace, finally, I just want to record a new episode here and kind of explain in part where I've been. The last you heard was the memory self-efficacy episode and our friend the traveler thought that they had maybe motivation and drive, and finally, after so long, maybe they found what they were looking for. But, as you just heard, perhaps not. Perhaps the traveler is destined to just travel. As always, I do want to make note, if you guys have not already figured it out, but I get my motivation and my inspiration from myself in these poems. If you guys know anything about poetry, you would know that it is most like the poet, where they have been, what they have seen, the emotions that they have felt. Recently, I too have been on a journey. It has not always been a pleasant one. It has not always been a welcomed one. I have been moving a lot lately, trying to put down roots, as it were. But it seems that the traveler, i.e. me, is destined to simply travel. But perhaps the dear heart that they have been looking for is destined to travel too. Because it would seem that wherever the traveler goes, there's always a journey ahead. There's always more that they are looking for. But enough of the cryptics and the poetry, right? I want to be more personal on this podcast. It has almost been a year. It'll be a year in October since I last uploaded something. Since I moved to Colorado with a longtime dear friend. The traveler was traveling again, and I found exactly what I was looking for out there, what I was running from. I was running from myself, and albeit, I found myself in Colorado. But after I did that, I didn't seem to have any other reason to stay. I often had mental health crisis. I considered playing a video that I did for Twitter on here, but I won't. If anybody from Twitter listens to this podcast, you will know exactly the video I'm talking about. The video where Luna ripped open her own chest and exposed her heart and her tears for the world to see. And then I moved. The traveler moved back home, right where they started. In Ohio, funny enough. And there, well, here, I actually became and am a therapist. All that hard work, all the hard work that I strove for 4 years after graduating honors, has finally started to pay off. I am a behavioral therapist now that works with children with autism. And I could not be happier, because I currently live with my brother, who has autism. He is one of the closest people to me in my life. The person that I know will never judge me. The person who accepts Luna. Finally, after so long, I am finally coming into myself. I know I haven't been too personal on this podcast. It's mainly been poetry and scientific knowledge and education, which is wonderful. But I do hope to have parts of it that are. But mainly, I just want to talk. People know I'm great at that. So, I do want to say, though, that if anybody has any ideas for the podcast or topics they would like me to cover, reach out. Reach out to me on Twitter. It's at Miss Lunacat, MSLUNACAT. You'll find me, the delightful weirdo, staring you right in the face. But I just want to say thank you, guys. Thank you very much for sticking with me. Thank you for believing in me. Because I am finally in a place in my life where I'm starting to be happy. I am finally starting to be me. As always. So, my recent adventures, if it were, have made me think quite a bit. What has been my motivation and drive? What has been the traveler's motivation and drive? Well, the APA dictionary says that motivation is the impetus that gives purpose or direction to behavior and operates in humans at a conscious or unconscious level. Motives are frequently divided into psychological, primary, or organic motives, as well as personal, social, or secondary motives, such as affiliation, competition, and individual interests and goals. It's an important distinction to know that there is a line drawn between internal motivating forces and external motivating forces. Internal motivation And this comes from Ohio State. Internal motivation is motivation to accomplish goals that comes from the inside and by your own values. Extrinsic motivation is tangible, such as money or grades, or intangible, such as praise or fame. So, what motivates you to engage in a specific behavior? There is a clear distinction between motivation and drive, where drive is a generalized state of readiness, participating, or motivating an activity or a course of action. Drive is a hypothetical state in nature. It usually is created by deprivation of a needed substance, the presence of a negative stimuli, or the occurrence of negative events. Drive is said to be necessary for stimuli or events to serve as reinforcers. This one also comes from the APA dictionary. So, the main differences between the two is, firstly, motivation is fleeting. Drive is long-term. You need a constant reinforcer, or a sort of reward, as it were, or fuel to keep motivation going. But drive is long-term because the end reward powers itself and the energy for doing it. Kind of like how the ends justify the means. So, our motivations change constantly through life. Our motivations and drive change constantly. Perhaps you can use motivation to increase your drive. In an example that everybody that listens to this podcast will understand, the traveler at the beginning of our episode, our poems, their motivation or their drive, rather, is to find their dear heart, the one being that they feel can make them whole again, a soulmate, as it were. So I didn't want to spend too long with quote-unquote boring science and psychology stuff on this episode. I just felt the need to offer a little bit of context for specifically the poems that are at the beginning of this episode. It might give a little more insight.
A few quick messages before the end. The podcast is on Anchor, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Pocket Cast, and Spotify. Hopefully many others soon. And I am on Podchaser. So if you guys would go and give a review or follow me on Twitter @LunaFrizzle, it would be most helpful. Thank you.